I Stepped Off the Cliff. Journal entry by Christy Boswell, November 9th, 2011. First round of chemo down, 5 to go. I feel really good, actually. I've heard that days 3 to 6 are the roughest, so I'm bracing myself. I'm pretty sure I'll be down for a few days, but that's okay. It just means the meds are working. I've been told I have about 21 days left with my hair, and that it will go fast. I'm not looking forward to that. But I've kind of always been curious to know what I would look like bald, so now I'll know. I had a very mild allergic reaction to the Rituxan, just some burning in my ears and throat, so they had to stop it once and give me some other drugs to counteract that, and then started it again, and all was good. We were there for a very long time. It took about 6 hours to get through all the meds. Jeff stayed with me, but I'm afraid I wasn't very good company. The Benadryl they kept giving me pretty well knocked me out. He was a really good nurse and took fantastic care of me as usual. He's been amazing through this whole thing. I could not have asked for a better partner to help me get through all of this. He amazes me every day. We also got some really good news today from the PET scan. It seems the lymphoma is mainly nodal, and that it has not affected any major organs or the bone marrow. That's really exciting. We needed some good news. Thanks again for all of the kind words and encouragement. I read over them every night, and they really lift my spirits. I think everyone should have a caring bridge so we could all experience what it feels like to get this much encouragement and support. Life is hard even if we're perfectly healthy. It's truly a gift to read all of the wonderful things people have said about me and to me. Maybe I'll start that. It could be like Facebook, but with only positive messages and thoughts. Then everyone could receive this gift I'm receiving. There's my million-dollar idea. Here's a poem Natty found in a book of poetry by E.E. Cummings that I got her for her 18th birthday. She said it made her think of me, so we thought we should post it. I Will Wait Out by E.E. Cummings. I will wait out till my thighs are steeped in burning flowers. I will take the sun in my mouth and leap into the ripe air, alive, with closed eyes to dash against darkness and the sleeping curves of my body. Shall enter fingers of smooth mastery with chasteness of sea girls. Will I complete the mystery of my flesh? I will rise after 1,000 years, lipping flowers, and set my teeth in the silver of the moon. Peace and love to you all. CB.